outside Cheetham's library.
In 1850, the Libraries Act allowed Manchester to raise a halfpenny rate to build a lending library, and 22,000 working men and women raised £800 towards books. Prince Albert, when asked for a donation, managed to scrape together 18 volumes. Manchester had circulating libraries, including the magnificent Portico Library, but these were subscription libraries and out of reach of the workers. A free lending library was a new beginning for literacy and education for the working man and woman. Dickens and Thackeray both came by train from London for the opening in 1852. The world's first library had been in Manchester all along, endowed by Humphrey Cheetham in 1655. It wasn't a lending library, it was intended for scholars, but it made a working home for two legendary political economists. Let's go inside. This is a beautiful, lofty place. And here, in a snug alcove, under a generous three-sided window, is the desk where Marx and Engels sat together. A simple oak table, scuffed and scarred and polished. Imagine it, Engels revising the condition of the working class in England, and Marx labouring over his masterwork, Capital. Radical Manchester affected the whole world. So I'm with Dr. Michael Powell, who's the librarian here at Cheetham Library. And Michael, it's a gorgeous space, isn't it? It feels tranquil, studious. But what would it have looked out on when Marx and Engels were sitting here? What's the view from that window?
Well, this would have been at the time one of the worst slums in Manchester. The site opposite, which is now the Football Museum, you know, maybe an acre and a half, had 10,000 people living on that space alone. This is the age of cellar dwellings. Mm. There's a bit in Engels where he says that really on Millgate, the street outside, is one of the worst bits in the old town of Manchester. You can't walk around it for almost an animal and human mess. It's wet. You can't. It's dangerous to get around. It's all courtyards. You can't move around. It's very oppressive, and the smell is awful. We're near the rivers, so the smell of the tanneries and the leather. This is a really appalling bit of Manchester, of industrial Manchester. And
so even here, though it was set up by Cheetham, who himself was a textile merchant and a capitalist, but of a more benign kind, and this looks like a studious ivory tower, they were walking through the worst possible conditions to get here.
Yeah, it's from Marx's point of view, this is the, I suppose, the only time that Marx actually saw some of the effects of the Industrial Revolution. This is the slum Manchester, what we think of as 19th century Manchester. And then you escape, you come into here, it's quiet, it's studious. Marx sat down and read the works of economics. Mm.
But there's no way into this place without going through the fearful conditions
right. Yes.
of Manchester at
yeah.
its worst.
Yeah.